As students begin returning in person, one of the biggest challenges they face beyond academics is COVID-19 trauma. Yasmina Sefayen is used to talking about the significant impact trauma can take on students and their learning. She's the program director at the NIU Center for Child Welfare and Education. She helps run the Educational Access Project there, and they have advisors across every corner of Illinois helping break down the barriers youth in foster care face to succeed in school.
Many of our children have been exposed to trauma. Some of the things that they do are not behavioral issues. It's just from the trauma that they've experienced.
They work with about 150 families every single month, and some of those families might need help with a dozen different issues. They help them with enrollment obstacles, fees, discipline, and school record transfers. It's common for youth in care to move up to 15 times through their education. And during the pandemic, they've been helping with other education issues related to remote learning. Sefayen says students have had trouble receiving special ed accommodations when they learn from home, and they had a student who could only use Wi-Fi by walking outside and sitting next to someone else's house who had better internet. They've also just been calling their families to make sure they're okay and have food.
Our support that we've provided to families was more intense. Sometimes we just had to carry on and work more with the family because we just didn't feel like we could let them go.
Lonnie Wilson is the foster care program manager at Children's Home and Aid. They run youth service programs and early childhood education centers across Illinois.
My role is to really ensure that our families are getting what they need in order to achieve reunification, right? So our end goal is always to keep our kids within in the community and to really then help support the families however we can.
There are around 18,000 kids in the foster system in Illinois, and Wilson says the state was one of several to put policies in place during the pandemic to prevent youth in care from aging out of the system, which would have left them without support. And during COVID-19, they've had to rely even more on their community partnerships, like with local food banks and YMCAs.
We've also had private donations from people who have allowed us to purchase tablets and Wi-Fi hotspots.
The pandemic has also caused delays in the court system for placements and adoptions. Illinois DCFS launched a new recruitment tool in 2020 due to the need for more foster parents. And Wilson says the foster system is focusing on relatives and friends of the family these days, but they still need foster parents. And the pandemic has caused many to shy away.
There is, you know, this negative stigma of youth in care, right? Especially older youth in care. And so I think people are scared of it. And I think the community needs to know that we have incredible kids.
She says they're also understaffed and have seen a lot of burnout from caseworkers and caregivers.
We have a situation where we have kids that are positive for COVID, caregivers are positive, and both caregivers are now hospitalized. So we had other caregivers step up to the plate, even though these youth are positive for COVID. So we're really seeing the best in people as well.
Sefayen says the Educational Access Project has also been conducting trainings with school districts about trauma-informed education.
Our caregivers need that kind of information because even though you have an 8-year-old, it's not an 8-year-old that has grown up in your home and has had that foundation. A lot of things could have happened to this 8-year-old that sometimes the things that this child is doing is not on purpose.
Youth in care face significant barriers to learning during the pandemic, like so many students, but advocates say they can be glossed over in the conversation because they fall into other categories like low income or English learners. But organizations like the Educational Access Project are there to make sure even if they're glossed over in those conversations, they're not glossed over when it comes to getting the support they need. I'm Peter Medlin.